With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Atmospheric and oceanic conditions still favor an above-normal 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, according to the NOAA's annual mid-season update issued this week by the Climate Prediction Center. Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the U.S. have slightly decreased the likelihood of an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season to 60%. That's from 65% issued in May. The likelihood of near-normal activity has risen to 30%, and the chances remain at 10% for a below-normal season. NOAA says the region is, quote, just getting into the peak months of August through October for hurricane development, and it anticipates more storms on the way. The outlook, which covers the entire six-month hurricane season that ends on November 30th, calls for 14 to 20 named storms, of which 6 to 10 could become hurricanes. Of those, 3 to 5 could become major hurricanes. The NOAA provides these ranges with a, quote, 70% confidence. So far, the season has seen 3 named storms, no hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin. Here in Cayman, the director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands says despite the relatively slow start to the season, they're still urging residents to stay vigilant and not become complacent.
The dust clouds have obviously helped us a bit this year, but at the end of the day, it really does take one storm, and we're strongly encouraging people to remain prepared and be on the lookout and make sure their hurricane plans are in place, as well as where they're going to shelter and food supplies.
Danielle Coleman tells Radio Cayman HMCI will continue to prep on the government side, ensuring the National Emergency Operations Center is ready in the event of a storm. And the Department of Environment's turtle team had a long day on Monday. There were so many turtle nests that they were out for more than 10 hours logging them. Knowing more were coming back to nest that night, the DOE's visiting scientist Joe Roche went out for night work while enforcement were out on anti-poaching patrol. Mr. Roche was checking nests along the 7 Mile Beach area when he stumbled across a turtle that had taken a wrong turn and ended up in a pool. So he, along with a chief conservation officer and a family of helpful tourists, helped the turtle get back out of the pool. Fortunately, she had enough energy to make her own way down to the beach. This is a good reminder that non-turtle-friendly lights can disorient adult turtles and hatchlings. You can find out about the DOE's TFL program by emailing emu.doe@gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. China has announced that it's suspending cooperation with the United States on multiple issues in retaliation for the recent visit to Taiwan by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Beijing will halt military dialogue and climate talks, as well as coordination on cross-border crime and illegal migration. It also imposed unspecified sanctions on Ms. Pelosi. China has continued its military show of force in the seas around Taiwan for a second day. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said multiple Chinese vessels and aircraft had crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which separates the island from the mainland. It said it had responded with air and sea patrols and activated land-based missile systems. 3 more ships loaded with grain have sailed from Ukrainian ports, one from Odessa, bound for Ireland, and 2 others from Chornomorsk, towards Britain and Turkey. Between them, the vessels are carrying more than 50,000 tonnes of produce. Moscow and Kyiv agreed in Istanbul last month to resume shipments from Ukrainian ports. The French government has activated a crisis unit to try to coordinate efforts to deal with a historic drought that's affecting almost all of the mainland. The Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne, said the drought was the worst ever recorded in France. The head of Greece's intelligence service, Panayiotis Kontaleon, has resigned amid a phone-tapping scandal. Last week, the leader of an opposition centre-left alliance filed a court complaint alleging his phone had been contaminated with surveillance software. Singapore has hanged 2 men sentenced for drug trafficking, bringing the number of executions it's carried out since resuming the practice 4 months ago to 10. The men had been found guilty of trafficking around 50 grams of pure heroin. Singapore says the death penalty is an effective deterrent against narcotics trafficking. BBC News.